Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American, Salisbury First Selectman Curtis Rand raised the subject of what happened at Great Falls over the summer at the board meeting. Quote, the situation was pretty abominable. It got worse as the summer went on. End quote, according to Rand. And he said this will come back. The area owned by First Light Power is a public recreational site along the Housatonic River. But last summer, when the company closed recreational areas from Long Island Sound north due to COVID-19, it left Great Falls open. Hordes of people converged at both the falls area and in the parking lot down near the power plant to find relief from the heat. Some of the affected sites also were in Falls Village. Rand said the crowds resulted in a proliferation of trash strewn throughout the area, excessive noise, traffic congestion, rudeness, and clogging of the narrow road adjacent to the falls, causing disruptions to neighbors. In Craryville, two residents from a mobile home are homeless after a fire that happened earlier this week. The two residents, according to Craryville Fire Chief William Baker, at about 5:43, Columbia County 911 sent Craryville Fire Company to Conic Meadows Mobile Home Park on Route 23 after receiving reports of a fire at Lot 25. The firefighters arrived reporting there was a fire underneath the mobile home in the area of the furnace, requesting mutual aid assistance from Hillsdale. The fire spread beneath the structure and came up the back wall of the home, according to the Baker. The home's two adult residents and their pet cats were able to get out safely. They'll be staying with friends. The home suffered heavy damage from the fire. Community Rescue Squad, New York State Electric and Gas, Columbia County Fire Coordinator's Office also assisted at the scene. Well, opposition has sunk the pot-growing project in Egremont. Neighbors' opposition has forced the company to abandon its plans for an indoor cannabis-growing facility off Sky Farm Road in South County Community. Sparkboro Corporation Prestige Worldwide LLC has pulled out of a purchase and sale agreement with Benjamin Barrett, who owns Berkshire Veneer Company. The property was part of the Homeowners Association. Barrett said he will put his building back on the market. Hunter Mountain is set to reopen today after closing on Tuesday because of COVID-19 health-related reasons with their staff. The ski resort owned by Vail Resorts announced the closure on Tuesday because of sufficient number of ski patrollers were out of work, but they will be open again beginning today. The first two cases of the UK variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Connecticut, according to public health officials. Governor Ned Lamont announced the infections of two residents of New Haven County between the ages of 15 and 25 as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases broke the 200,000 threshold in the state. And that new COVID variant is 70% more transmissible than the original virus, according to the CDC reports. New York Department of Health has provided a bleak outlook if you're looking for high-risk winter sports. The New York State Department of Health, in response to a query from USA Today Network, indicated basketball, hockey, wrestling, and cheerleading are now long shots to gain approval needed from Governor Cuomo to begin competing. When asked whether New York was considering allowing those sports to proceed this winter, the health department responded by saying they continue to be limited to low-risk training activities, suggesting contact tracing data has shown clear evidence of COVID-19 spreading through sports. Greene County Public Health has opened its first round of vaccinations yesterday. It will continue today. The Public Health is operating its first round of vaccinations at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center in Catskill once again today from noon till 4. Other sites include EM Urgent Care in Saki and Saugerties, WellNow Urgent Care in Hudson, SUNY Albany, CVS in Kingston, and Emergency One also in Kingston. Moving out, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York are all in the top 10 of outbound migration. People moved out of Massachusetts more than they relocated to the Bay State in 2020, with retirees and people seeking a change in lifestyle driving the overall migration out of the state. United Van Lines found Massachusetts to be one of the top 10 states in the country that people were moving from. As the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated people's decisions to relocate, and the years-long trend of people moving south and west continued, Idaho topped United survey for inbound moves, followed by South Carolina, Oregon, South Dakota, and Arizona. New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, and California saw the greatest percentage of movers leaving, with Massachusetts ranking 8th. In Cornwall on Saturday from 4:30 till 6 in a virtual presentation, Laurie Simons and Lena Dunham, an online screening and conversation on the music of regret. Kent Memorial Library offering another evening of poetry and music on Zoom on January 9th at 7 p.m., hosted by Karen Chase. Log information and more available at kentmemoriallibrary.org. And Community Health and Wellness Center having a coronavirus COVID-19 testing site on January 11th from 9:30 to 12 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. You'll park in the lot and walk to tents. It's at 38 Salmon Kill Road. While supplies last, it's quick, free, and confidential. More information at 860-489-0931. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,041.13. The NASDAQ at 13,067.48. And the S&P 500 at 3,803.79. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.